Chapter 5, How to Meet Opposition. We cannot come down. Time and strength can be better employed than to dwell at length upon the quibbles of our opponents who deal in slander and misrepresentations. While precious time is employed in following the crooks and turns of dishonest opponents, the people who are open to conviction are dying for want of knowledge. A train of senseless quibbles of Satan's own invention are brought before minds while the people are crying for food, for meat in due season. It takes those who have trained their minds to war against the truth to manufacture quibbles, and we are not wise to take them from their hands and pass them out to thousands who would never have thought of them had we not published them to the world. This is what our opponents want to have done. They want to be brought to notice and to have us publish for them. This is especially true of some. This is their main object in writing out their falsehoods and in misrepresenting the truth in the characters of those who love and advocate the truth. They will die out more speedily to be left unnoticed, to have their errors and falsehoods treated with silent contempt. They do not want to be let alone. Opposition is the element that they love. If it were not for this, they would have but little influence. There are occasions where their glaring misrepresentations will have to be met. When this is a case, it should be done promptly and briefly, and we should then pass on to our work. The plan of Christ's teaching shall be ours. He was plain and simple, striking directly at the root of the matter, and the minds of all were met. It is not the very best policy to be so very explicit and say all upon a point that can be said when a few arguments will cover the ground and be sufficient for all practical purposes to convince or silence opponents. Yet you may remove every prop today and close the mouths of the objectors so that they can say nothing, and tomorrow they will go over the same ground again. Thus it will be over and over, because they do not love the light and will not come to the light lest their darkness and error should be removed from them. It is a better plan to keep a reserve of arguments than to pour out a depth of knowledge upon a subject which would be taken for granted without labored argument. Christ's ministry lasted only 3 years, and a great work was done in that short period. In these last days, there is a great work to be done in a short time. While many are getting ready to do something, souls will perish for light and knowledge. If men who are engaged in presenting and defending the truth of the Bible undertake to investigate and show the fallacy and inconsistency of men who dishonestly turn the truth of God into a lie, Satan will stir up opponents enough to keep their pens constantly employed while other branches of the work will be left to suffer. We must have more of the spirit of those men who were engaged in building the walls of Jerusalem. We are doing a great work and we cannot come down. If Satan sees that he can keep men answering the objections of opponents and thus keep their voice silent and hinder them from doing the most important work for the present time, his object is accomplished. The world needs labor now. Calls are coming in from every direction, like the Macedonian cry, "Come over and help us." Plain, pointed arguments, standing out as mileposts, will do more toward convincing minds generally than will a large array of arguments which cover a great deal of ground, but which none but investigative minds will have interest to follow. Testimonies, Volume 3, page 36 to 39.